出战。
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Constable Ben Withers.
I don't want to get out there on that monkey stand they built out there and introduce Abner.
Well, we haven't a Peabody Day Committee selected you for that job, Lum.
But what'd they select me for? I ain't been mixed up in this Abner Peabody Day junk. Fact is, I ain't sure they can declare a legal holiday like they done.
Yeah. Well, the committee felt that you'd like to have the opportunity to be the one to introduce the town hero.
Town hero.
It'll be good publicity for you, Lum.
For me?
Right.
What do I need with publicity? I'm an admiral. Leastways, I'm going to be if folks around here will ever simmer down long enough for me to get the Pine Ridge Navy started.
Well, I want you to keep your remarks as brief as possible. Just make a few complimentary remarks about Abner. Tell how you look up to him. What a wonderful partner he's been for so many years. Oh, how he's pulled you through a lot of rough spots and helped you get where you are today.
Pull me through?
Just keep it short, Lum. It's Abner the crowd wants to hear from.
Well, let them hear from him, then. Let him introduce himself. That'll be better.
You just have about 10 minutes to prepare your remarks, Lum. They're just about ready to start out there. I think they're waiting for the McMillan boys and mother to show up with their spring trio. They're going to finish the music, you know. Bob Crockett has written a little song about Abner. Would you like to hear it, Lum?
No, I wouldn't like to hear it, Lum.
Fine. I'm not quite sure about the tune, but the words go something like this.
Now, look, Dan, I don't...
Doff your hat and shout hooray, for this is Abner Peabody Day.
Oh, for goodness.
Raise your voice and sing his praises. Without him, we've been blue to blazes.
Blue to blazes.
Yes, Dad got a lot of nice sentiment into this song. Horseback and mule, he rode to the scene to prevent his wife from busting the nitroglycerine.
Yes, that ain't the worst thing I ever heard. I'll put in with you.
Oh, how he wrestled that woman for the bottle.
Ben, will you cut it out? I can't stand no more of that junk.
Yes, you'll hear the whole thing in a few minutes. No, you're my friend. Mother McMillan does it much better. She's going to change the vocals.
I just can't hardly wait.
Well, you'll enjoy it. The song tells the whole story. Ballad type, you
know. Huh?
Well, I'd better call Claire Bell to think about the flat.
About the flat?
Right. The older girl's woodcraft and leather tooling club has made up a rather attractive wooden top honoring Abner for his fellow 8 minutes.
Well, in fact, yes, then.
Mrs. Peabody is going to present it to him. I hope the girl took the flat over to her.
I don't know how he'd get along without a wooden flat.
I hope Abner doesn't see it because it's supposed to be a surprise.
Well, if he's expecting me to get up there and introduce him today, he's in for another surprise, too.
Yeah. I suppose you want to get to work on your remarks. Just remember to keep it short.
Don't worry, I will.
I see the crowd gathering out there. Oh, this is going to be a big affair. Huh?
I hope it is. Excuse me a minute. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. Admiral Edwards talking. Oh, what do you want, hero?
Elizabeth Abner?
Would I do what? Talk to Elizabeth. What would I want to talk to her for? Well, why should I tell her that? She knows how that happened. Oh, all right.
Anything wrong, Lum?
No, I don't know what the idea of all this is. Abner wants me to tell Elizabeth Williams. Hello? Yes, this is Lum. Look, Elizabeth, I don't know what this is about, but the way that nitroglycerine got in the bottle you was going to use for christening the boat is just the way Abner told you. Yeah, I've got hold of a bottle of it to use in blasting out the mill pond to make it deeper for my boat, and somehow or other, Ben and Grandpap got it mixed up, and they rocked up the wrong bottle. That's all they are to it.
And Grandma makes a little mistake once in a while.
No, it was just Ben and Grandpap, and weren't nobody else in on it. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye.
Are they on their way over here to the celebration?
Well, they didn't say. Just don't understand what that phone call was all about. Elizabeth sounded kind of peculiar there.
Well, we'd better hurry. We're about ready to start the festivities. I see the string trio has arrived out there. See him getting up on the platform, Rob?
I just can't figure out what that phone call was for. Must be something behind it, but I don't know what it could be.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there ain't no accounting for what goes on inside a woman's head. So it's crazy to try to figure that out.
Mom, I think you'd better go out and sit on the platform. The crowd seems to be getting a little restless out there. You can think up your remarks there. Just remember to keep them short.
Ben, I told you I ain't going to make no remarks of no kind, long or short.
Yeah, keep them short. Remember to throw that in about how you've always looked up there, Andrew. What a privilege it has been to have been associated with Abner all these years.
Privilege? Bill, maybe you don't know it, but when I taken Abner over and let him go into business with me, he was a nut, a nobody. If you want my opinion, he ain't changed a bit.
Yeah. Well, the story of Abner's success parallels that of Ralph Selmer. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, you told it to me.
Ralph was a brother of Presley Selmer. They were identical twins. And had it not been for their difference of appearance, you couldn't have told them apart.
Well, they couldn't have been identical, then.
Yeah. Presley was smarter, but Ralph was lighter on his feet. Jumped around with the deal.
Ben, you told me all about Ralph one day.
Story is that Ralph could jump 9 feet in the air straight up.
I still don't believe that part of it, though.
They say he learned to jump that high at the Mount Ivy Barbershop, where the boys were always giving him a hot foot.
Ben, will you excuse me? That's our ring, thank goodness. Hello, jot him down, store, the Admiral talking. Ben, yeah, he's here.
Okay.
Yeah, you tell me about Ralph Selmer. I'll be glad to let you talk to him. Here, Ben, so you kick Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Peabody?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope nothing has happened to that wooden flap.
I hope she sewed it in the toe before it's long.
Hello, Mrs. Peabody.
Or busted it over and again.
How's that? Yes, that's right. It was Milford and myself that made the error on that bottle of nitroglycerin. Why, certainly, I'm sure. Abner? Why, no, he wasn't even in the store. Of course I'm sure he wasn't. No, he didn't know a thing about it.
What's he driving at anyway?
Keeping something from it. Why, no, Mrs. Peabody. Yes? All right, Mrs. Peabody. Goodbye. Oh, say, did you get the wooden plaque all right? Good. You and Abner better hurry over here. The crowd's all assembled. Bye, Mrs. Peabody. Goodbye.
What all was he asking?
I don't know. He seems to be a little confused about how the nitroglycerin got in the bottle she was supposed to christen the boat with.
Confused? I don't know. She's getting fishing stuff.
Yeah. Well, you were asking about Ralph Selmer, right?
Just what's going through that woman's mind, right?
Walter, you were right, Ralph.
Huh?
Ralph's success story was a good deal like that of Abner. He started out as a nobody and wound up the town hero. And all he had to go on was the ability to jump up in the air.
Ben, when you were talking to Elizabeth just now, did she sound mad or anything?
How's that, well?
I said, when you were talking...
Yes, 9 feet in the air. Walter, on April 18, 1894, the town of Mount Ivy put on a big exposition. Called it the Mount Ivy Exposition.
That's a great name, sir.
I personally wired President Grover Cleveland to appear at the exposition.
Then you told me all of that 100 times.
At the last moment, Grover wired back that he would be unable to make it. I still have a telegram, he said. That's me, personally.
I know. I saw it.
Well, you can imagine how Mount Ivy felt. The exposition doomed to fail. What could we do, everyone? Lon, would you like to have me show you that telegram I got from Grover Cleveland?
No, Ben, I told you I've seen it 1,000 times.
I don't have it with me, but the next time you're down to the jailhouse, remind me and I'll show it to you.
Fine.
Well, sir, with Grover out, it looked like they were going to have to fold up the exposition. And that's when Ralph Selmer stepped forward and saved the day. He put on the most spectacular 2-hour jumping exhibition you ever saw.
Yeah, Ben, will you hash up that with Irene again?
Right.
Hello, John Down. What? Well, I'll be dead blamed. I see. Yeah, all right, I'll do that. All right. Goodbye.
Well, then we'd better get out there and start the festivities. We're late already.
Yeah, let's go.
Have you got your remarks all prepared?
I know exactly what I'm going to say now.
Who was that phone call about, Plum?
No, it was about our hero. Near as I can figure out, Elizabeth got it working around in her mind of where she thinks Adna's the one that put the nitroglycerine in that bottle. And then at the last minute got cold feet and was scared to go through with it.
Hey, you better get up there on the platform, Mama. Remember to keep all your remarks about Adler and make it brief.
Now, don't worry. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, will you all please simmer down? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Abner Peabody has been voidably detained due to circumstances over which Ms. Peabody busted the honorary plaque over Mr. Peabody's head. The hero will not appear today. All right, thank you.
Well, will the hero revive? And will Ralph Selmer have to save Abner Peabody Day by putting on a jumping exhibition?